From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Last weekend marked the official start of Atlantic hurricane season, and many South Florida nursing homes are still trying to get permanent backup power. 12 residents of a Hollywood Hills nursing home died in the aftermath of 2017's Hurricane Irma because the power went out. In response, the Florida legislature passed a law requiring permanent backup generators and extra fuel at Florida elder care facilities. Kristen Knapp is the spokeswoman for the Florida Healthcare Association. It's a nursing home group. She says getting generators big enough for 100-plus people has been a slow process.
They don't sell these generators at Home Depot. If they did, certainly we'd all be in compliance not long after the rule was in place.
Big generators have been in short supply after bad storms in Puerto Rico and Texas. Originally, all nursing homes needed to have their permanent generators by January 1st, then by June 1st. But Florida facilities could request extensions and still comply with the law by having mobile generators or an evacuation plan. The state of Florida did not set an end date for extensions.